phases of symptoms and different things, and it's been worrisome, and just trying to figure out exactly what was wrong with her and how to make her comfortable and get over whatever is going on. And then just as she started to get better from the sickness she had like maybe one good day of feeling good, and then the next day she started something new. So we took her back to the doctor today, and she's got a double ear infection, more than likely caused by the sickness that she had prior to that. So she, poor youngin' can't catch a break. But, you know, I got to thinking about the past couple weeks, and I had this scripture burning in my heart today, and when Pastor Tyler texted me and told me that he may need me, I really started jotting some things down about this. And, you know, this is a time of year where we deal with a lot of sickness in our families and the church and people out. And this time of year can bring you down a little bit when you get to where you don't feel good or your children don't feel good, grandchildren. You know, just say, as a parent and a grandparent, when your child is sick or grandchild is sick, all you want to do is take their pain away. And like I told, I think, the men last night, I would gladly bear her symptoms if I could. And, you know, sometimes that can, a sickness obviously brings us discomfort. And sometimes we can wallow in the sickness so much that we lose sight of how blessed we are and what is at the end of our trial that we're going through. And I wanted to talk for just a short time tonight about comfort through sickness. You know, God can provide comfort through anything, through everything. Everything that we go through, anything that happens, we can find comfort in the Lord. It's up to us to seek that comfort. You know, if we get sick or our children get sick, it's very easy for us to just kind of give up and ride it out and just, you almost find yourself, especially with the sleepless nights and the staying up late and dealing in and out with the symptoms of the sickness. I know poor little Ellie, we bless her heart, we washed our bedding because of some things that happened, and wasn't long after that we got the bed made, laid her down, and it happened again. So, you know, just things like that can bring you down, and it's almost depressing in a way. But I got to thinking about how the devil would love nothing more than in our sickness for us to forget that God is still there for us. He would love more than anything for us to wallow in our own pity for just a little while, because if we're doing that and we're focusing on what's wrong, then we're not focused on what's going right. And you know, more often than not, when sickness will come at the most inconvenient time, you know, so there was last year, I remember there was something that we were planning on doing, and we were looking very much forward to it, and it seemed like the day before we ended up sick. So, you know, the devil knows what's going on, and we've got a lot of things coming up here at the church that the devil would love nothing more for us to miss. So, you know, it almost adds a level of discomfort when you're looking forward to something and then sickness comes and you can't do it. So I just wanted for us to talk for a short time. I don't plan on being very long tonight. I know I've said that before, but I honestly don't. Tonight, mainly, I just want to walk through this scripture for just a few minutes, and then I want us to close in just some extended amount of prayer with the Lord tonight. I want us to we got a lot of people to pray for. We got a lot of sick young ones. Some of the older people in the church are sick, and, you know, they need comfort as well. You know, everybody needs comfort. You know, that when you're a baby and you're sick, there's nothing better than running to mama and mama scooping you up in her arms and just loving on you. In Ellie's case, for the past week, it's been daddy for some reason. I don't know. We haven't figured that out yet, but bless her heart, she's been a daddy's girl the last couple weeks. So, but you know, I don't do as good a job as mama does, but I do my best. But tonight, if you have your Bible with you, we're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4. And like I said, the last couple of weeks dealing with Ellie's sickness, this I was kind of reading and going through, and this scripture jumped out at me. And it was a pretty bad day. Felt like nothing was going right. And this scripture jumped out and grabbed a hold of me. And it reminded me that, hey, this is just temporary. This sickness is not going to last. This sickness can only affect us for a little while, and then we're going to get healthy again. And And I got to thinking about how we should get comfort in knowing that no matter what we have, no matter what sickness we have, nothing, it's not going to last. So I got to thinking about what a great comfort we can have. In 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verses 17 and 18, if you found your place and you're able, I ask that you stand for the reading of God's Word. 2 Corinthians chapter number 4, verses 17 and 18, the Bible says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal." You may be seated. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you again for the wonderful opportunity to be at your house. Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to speak from your word. Lord, I pray that you just help us as we go through this service and this study. Lord, I pray that you just be with us. Walk with us tonight, Lord, and have your will in your way. And it's in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. So the first thing I want us to look at tonight is the temporary affliction. The first part of verse number 17 says, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." You see, in this world, it doesn't matter what we're going through. It doesn't matter what affliction we're facing, whether it's sickness, whether it's a trial of some kind like financial trouble or whatever the case may be. If we're saved by the grace of God and we're a born-again Christian, we know that it's temporary. This is but for a moment. There is an end to it, and we can take comfort in knowing that. But sometimes, walking through that, even knowing that promise, things like sickness come along, and they bring a few things with them. Number one, sickness is very troubling. You know, sickness is something that is horrible to go through, especially if you get really sick. You know, I can remember when I had COVID there a little while back, about last year sometime, I think it was beginning of the year, and I really didn't feel sick except for one day. But let me tell you, that 24 hours was rough. My fever got up. I can't remember what it was. It was up in the hundreds, and it stayed that way for about 12 hours. And my goodness, I tell you, I thought I was on my way out. I felt like that old show Sanford and Sons, where he grabs his heart and says, "This is it." I thought that was it for me. There was a period there for just a few hours that I really thought that I may be gone. Now, of course, my wife will call me dramatic and say that I'm really not that bad. But you know, it felt bad to me, Steve. It felt bad to me. But sickness is very troubling. You know, it can cause, if we let our focus get off of what it needs to be and focus so much on our sickness, it can trouble our spirit. It can trouble our hearts. It can trouble our minds. And when you're sick, you know, the worst part for me about sickness is you have to be away from everybody else. You know, you miss church. You miss friend. You miss that communication with other people. And that, a lot of times, can be more troubling than the sickness itself. Because you get to where you feel lonely. You miss that communication with people. So sickness is very troubling. But it can also, sickness is very also very torturous. You know, for me, one thing that kills me about sickness is not when I'm sick, but it's when my wife or my children are sick. Because I feel so bad for them, and I want nothing more than to take it away and to bear it for them. But, you know, that's not possible. I cannot do that. And to watch, you know, especially like little Ellie suffer, For a week and a half now that she has, is just, it's torturous for me. I know obviously it's torturous for her, but the past week, I've just watched this little girl just feel so miserable at times. And there's, even through the sickness, there's been times where she's tried to push hard and have fun and you know, be her normal cheery self, but the sickness has obviously brought her down. And you know, I got to thinking about how sickness can bring us down the same way. You know, we want to be able to focus on God the way we need to and continue our reading plans and watching the live stream at church. But I can think of times, you know, even here recently where I've been sick and had to miss church and start watching the live stream, and it's like, I just don't feel good enough to watch it. So I just turn it off and go to bed. Hey, that's exactly what the devil wants. The devil wants that. He wants me to think, hey, I feel so bad, I don't even want to watch church online. I just want to go to bed. He wants me to turn that off. Hey, I'm not downgrading anybody that's done that. I've done that myself. I'm not proud of it. What I'm saying is, we don't need to lose sight of what's important. We don't need to lose sight of what's good, even in hard times. You know, sickness is troubling and it is torturous, but praise God, sickness is temporary. The Bible says in verse number 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment." It's a beautiful thing about sickness is it eventually goes away. Now, that week, 2 weeks, however long it is, it may be a rough couple weeks. And it may seem like there's no light at the end of the tunnel, but praise God, we know there is. If I got sick right now and I stayed sick for the rest of my life, there's an end to it. If you're born again, saved by the grace of God, there is going to be an end to your sickness, even if it lasts the rest of your earthly life. We should take comfort in knowing that there's going to be an end. And praise God, when we get up there, there ain't no more sickness. There's no more pain. We get up there, it's going to be all glory and praising and worshiping our God. And we're not going to have to worry about the sickness of this world anymore. And I got to thinking about the past couple weeks when Ellie's been sick. I thought to myself, Lord, I was praying and I said, Lord, I pray that when she reaches that age of accountability, that you would save her soul and convict her of her sins so that she can have that same comfort that I have, knowing that this is only temporary. And if she gets older and she gets sick, you know, that can guide her and help her get through and endure the trial that she's going through. But, you know, we see the temporary affliction. Sickness is troubling, it is torturous, but praise God, it is temporary. The next thing we see in our scripture tonight is a terminal reward. The Bible says in verse number 17, "For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory." You see, when we endure that sickness and we endure it the right way, we stay focused on the good, what the good Lord has done for us, how He's still blessing us through it, and we endure that sickness, keeping focus where it needs to be, there's a few things we get out of that. Number one is endurance brings strength. You see, when an athlete is trying to build strength, endurance is a big part of that. You know, I think about, this is kind of crazy, this is what I thought of earlier. You know, Tennessee football, their offense has completely changed this year from what it used to be. You know, and a lot of you may not watch Tennessee football, but their offense the last few years has struggled, to say the least. But, you know, Josh Heupel come in, the head coach, and he's completely renovated their offense, and it is booming. But, you know, they had to build up an endurance because I was reading an article about how much pressure that this new offense has put on the players. And in this past Saturday's game, one of the players actually vomited mid-game on the field because it was taking such a toll on him to go through this offense because it's a very high-paced offense. But, you know, he did what he did, but then he stayed in the game. He got right back into play and he kept going. You know, we've got to do the same thing. We've got to build up an endurance so that when this sickness comes, we can make it through it and come out stronger on the other side. You say, well, how do we build endurance? Well, number one, we seek the one that gives us endurance. We've got to seek God to get endurance. You say, well, Brother Chris, how do you seek God? How do you get endurance from God? Well, you got to be in God's Word. You see, Scripture is kind of like an energy boost. If you've got Scripture to cling on to in a hard time, it can endure you through or allow you to endure what's going on. You've got Scripture to lean on to, just like this Scripture for me has been the past week with the sickness in our house. It's gotten me through. You know, Revelation 21:4 that we're going to read here in just a little while is one of my favorite verses. And we're going to read, I don't want to get ahead of myself, but we're going to read that here in just a little bit. But endurance brings strength. If we will focus and cling to God through our sickness, then we can find, we can endure the sickness and get wonderful strength out of it. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 41, verse number 10, the Bible says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." Hey, God is always with us. He's always there to help us along. You You know, we may stumble, we get weak, and we may fall. But he is always there to pick us back up and carry us through. You know, we've got to rely on him through our sickness, through our trial. But not only does endurance bring strength, but focus brings fellowship. You see, when we get sick or we get down, focus, if our focus is where it needs to be, if our focus is on God, it brings us closer to God. And that's a beautiful thing. You know, you think about, you know, when I get sick, a lot of times my focus goes to poor me. My wife says it's a man cold. I say, hey, I honestly believe we just get it worse than women. There, I said it. I'm sorry. No, I'm just kidding. No. But also, Josh says I'm brave. No, but, you know, seriously, my focus a lot of times when I get sick is poor me. You know, I feel horrible. I don't deserve this. I shouldn't be going through this. But, you know, if we can keep our focus on God and where it needs to be, keep our focus on the Word, on each other. You know, I tell you, when we had COVID, the whole family ended up getting it, and we were out, I think at that time, quarantine period was, I think, 10 days. You know what gave me encouragement the most was reading the Word of God, being with my family, and the church loving on us the way they did. I got to tell you, we didn't have to cook or worry about food for it was a very long time. It was longer than COVID lasted, I can promise you that. We had, food brought to us. Just the church loved on us. You know, we got calls every day, text messages asking us how we were doing. But, you know, when we focus on what matters, our fellowship with God gets stronger. And when we focus as a church, as a body, to help each other through sickness, our fellowship with each other gets stronger. You know, I've not been to a whole lot of churches like Mount St. Baptist. It don't matter what's going on. If something happens, everybody drops what they're doing and they go help. When Kelsey had Ellie, when she was born, again, you know, there was a lot of food and just love and stuff brought to the house, and I appreciate that because my wife was not in a position to cook, and Lord knows we probably would have starved if it hadn't been for that. I'm not much of a cook, and my girls can tell you, if it doesn't go in the microwave, I probably can't do it. But the focus brings fellowship. When we keep our focus where it needs to be, our fellowship gets stronger. But then the next thing I want us to see is that praise brings reward. In verse number 18, or the last part of verse number 17, it says, which is but for a moment, but worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. The book of Psalm, chapter number 30. Book of Psalm, chapter number 30. Went the wrong way. Verse number 2, the Bible says, O Lord my God, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. See, I cried unto thee, and thou hast healed me. You see, that's what God does. You see, when we're sick and we need help, we go to God. He is faithful and just to heal us. Now, I don't want to lead anybody in the wrong direction and you think that just because you're sick and you go immediately and start praying to God that your sickness is going to go away as soon as that prayer is over. Hey, I can promise you that's not going to happen. Well, I can't promise that, but I will say more than likely that's not going to happen. But if you're saved by the grace of God and you have no doubt in your mind that you have been saved, I can promise you one thing. You will be healed one day. And again, that's that comfort that we need to carry with us through that. It needs to be contagious, just like the sickness we have. That comfort needs to be contagious. We need to carry it with us day to day, hour by hour, when we're laying in our beds miserable because we're so sick. We need to keep that comfort with us. That praise brings reward. We need to cry out to God. Say, Lord, I know my healing day is coming. I praise you for it. Hey, you praise God in the middle of a pretty bad sickness. And let me tell you, you can get fired up real quick. You can get a boost of energy that is beyond all measure. I can remember one day when I was really bad sick there during that COVID time. I started praying. I said, Lord God, I know I deserve this. There's no doubt about that. I deserve everything that I'm enduring and more. But I pray, Lord, that I know you're faithful, and this is just temporary. And I praise you. I said, but I wouldn't mind just a little bit of relief for just a little while. It wasn't long after that. All of a sudden, I felt better for about 30 minutes. The Lord blessed me there for just a little while. I don't know what happened. I couldn't tell you. But there for just a little while, I felt wonderful. And it didn't take long after that I felt pretty bad again. But, just praising God through a horrible time, through a trial, through sickness, can bring us a boost of energy. And, when we're sick and another fellow child of God comes to help encourage you and help you praise and try to work to build you up, that helps as well. That gives you another boost of energy. When somebody calls you and they say, hey, Brother Chris, how you doing? How you feeling? I respond usually with something like, hey, I'm not too good, but I'm making it. And they say, hey, don't worry about it. It won't last forever. Just some encouragement from another Christian can help us. But we see the temporary affliction. We see the terminal reward. The next thing I want us to see is the truthful peace in verse number 18. Bible says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. See, during sickness, I talked about a few minutes ago, we tend to focus on what's being seen, what we're looking at. We tend to focus on how bad we feel, on just how miserable we are. Hey, but if we'll focus on what we can't see, which is God right there beside of us, helping us through that, our peace is knowing that He's there. He's right there beside of us. When we're in that bed and we're miserable and we're trying our best to just get through the day, hey, God's right there beside us. He's right there with you. He's holding you by the hand saying, I know you don't feel good, and I know you may not understand this, but I'm here. Hey, we've got to understand and grab a hold of that peace and that comfort and cradle it so that we can get on with the sickness and get through it. But during sickness, I challenge you with two things here. Number one, focusing on the cure. The book of Romans, chapter number 8, verse number 18. Bible says, for I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Hey, there is nothing in this world we need to compare with what's coming. There's nothing this world, this world throws sickness and everything else at us. Hey, there's going to come a day where nothing is going to compare. Nothing down here compares to what we're going to experience up there. We've got to keep that in mind. We've got to remember that and keep that burned into our minds. But focusing on the cure and forgetting about the pain. Revelation 21:4. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 4, the Bible says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. Hey, praise the Lord. Praise God. That verse right there gets me fired up. Because praise God, there's going to come a day where He's going to wipe it all away. It don't matter what we're going through. It don't matter how sick we are, how sick we've been. I don't care what sickness you may have or what you may be going through. If you're saved by the grace of God, there's coming a day where He's going to wipe it away. And if that doesn't encourage us and bring us comfort through sickness, I don't know what will. Hey, we serve a wonderful God. We serve a God that is above all. That he is capable of anything. He tells us one day He's going to wipe it away. He's going to wipe it away. You can take that to the bank. It's going to happen. Now, if you're here tonight and none of this is making sense to you and you're wondering about whether or not you're going to be a part of that, you come talk to us. We'd love to help you, show you where the Bible says you can know that you're saved. or if you're here by the grace of God, if you're here tonight and you're not saved by the grace of God, you come talk to us. We can help you, take you to the Bible to show you how you can be. Because I tell you, I can't imagine going through sickness and through this life and the trials and the struggles and not knowing that Revelation 21:4 applies to me. I couldn't imagine dealing with all this without that verse in my heart. So if you're here tonight and you need that, you come to the altar and you get right with God before you leave, because the Bible also says that we're not guaranteed tomorrow, that today is the day of salvation. We're not guaranteed tomorrow. That sickness that we're going through could very well take us out of this world. The trial we're dealing with could be the last trial we experience. So if you're not right with God, and you need to be, you get that right tonight before you leave. But I just wanted us to see tonight how, you know, we've got a lot of people sick, a lot of little ones, a lot of some older people in the church that are sick and going through some hard times right now. And I wanted us to see two things tonight. One is how we can get comfort through sickness. And number two, how we can help give comfort through sickness. I tell you, nothing makes me happier than to see the church love on each other the way it does. Hey, when somebody's down and out and they're sick and you're calling them and telling them, hey, is there anything I can do for you? Most of the time they're going to tell you no. But hey, that call means a lot. That offer means a lot. Just having somebody call you and ask you what you need, that means a lot. Now, if you're like me, most of the time you tell them, no, I'm good. You know, generally I am, man. But it means a lot. So if you know somebody that's sick tonight or needs a boost, hey, give them a call. You never know what that call can do. You don't know what comfort you can bring them. Take them some of these, read them some of these verses that we talked about tonight. Show them where the Bible can bring them comfort. Comfort's a wonderful thing when you're sick. When you're sick, that's all you want is a little bit of comfort. But that's all I've got tonight. Tonight I want to close in some prayer.